The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While Jesus was speaking, a woman from the crowd called out and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that carried you and the breast at which you nursed." He replied, "Rather, blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it." The Gospel of the Lord. There is a story about, very old story in fact, about a workman on a scaffold on the high roof side of a cathedral. And when he looked down from there, he was doing some painting, some repair work, and then he looked down from there, I saw a lady near the statue of Our Blessed Mother praying to her. He wanted to play a little game with her, so what he said, he quietly said, "Woman, this is Jesus talking to you." And the woman ignored him. The workman was a little surprised. And then what he did, a little more loud, he whispered again, "Woman, this is Jesus talking to you." She still ignored him. Then the third time, finally, he said, "Woman, don't you hear me? This is Jesus." At that point, that woman looked up at the crucifix and said, "Be still now, Jesus. I am talking to your mother." Well, we Catholics all have this penchant for these great treasures that we hold, our devotion to Our Blessed Mother, which our non-Catholic brethren don't share with us. I think the Catholic Church is trying to tell the full story about their faith by proclaiming the gospel fully well of what happened in Mary. And that is why the Feast of Assumption is one of the most important feasts of the Catholic Church, and one of the most important feasts that we celebrate in honor of Our Blessed Mother Mary. We Catholics, Roman Catholics, believe in the Assumption of the Virgin Mary into heaven. We believe when her earthly life was finished, Mary was taken up body and soul into heaven, where the Lord Jesus exalted her Queen of Heaven and Earth. Catechism of the Catholic Church, Article 960 is what I just quoted for you. That's our faith. So on this important day, we have to answer two questions. The first is, what is meant by Assumption? We're celebrating the Feast of Assumption. Assumption means after death, Mary was taken into heaven, both body and soul, as a reward for her sacrificial cooperation in the divine plan of salvation. Pope Benedict XVI writes like this, "On this feast day, let us thank the Lord for the gift of the Mother, and let us pray to her to help us find the right path every day." Why do we believe in Mary's assumption into heaven, despite the fact that there is no reference to it in the Bible? And in the decree on the dogma of Assumption, Pope Pius XII gave four theological reasons to support the tradition that we hold. The first one is degeneration and decay of the body after death is the result of original sin. Since, through a special grace and intervention of God, Mary was born without original sin, it is proper and fitting that God would not permit her body to degenerate in the tomb. Then, Mary, as we know, hail full of grace, that was the greeting that was given to her when the mystery was announced to her, Annunciation. And if she was given the fullness of grace, it is proper that this sinless mother would not corrupt in the tomb. And the third reason is this: Mary is the co-redeemer or a fellow redeemer with Christ in a very unique sense of the word. So hence, her rightful place is with Christ, our Redeemer, in the heavenly glory and nowhere else. She cannot be in the tomb, in the grave, until the last resurrection. The term co-redeemer or co-redemptrix means cooperator with the Redeemer. And this is what St. Paul meant when he said, "We are God's co-workers." 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. In the Old Testament, the fourth reason is, in the Old Testament we read about prophet Elijah. He was taken up into heaven in a fiery chariot. So it appears natural and possible that the mother of Jesus would also be taken up into heaven by this redeeming act of Jesus himself. We know the fact of the death of Mary. This is accepted by all the fathers of the church in the early century. And Pope Pius XII in 1950, on the 1st of November, when he made that proclamation about the Assumption of Our Blessed Mother, in that constitution called Munificentibus Deus, he put into words the belief and the practice of the faithful for 1,500 years. Way back in 325 AD, the Council of Nicaea spoke of the Assumption of Mary, writing in 457. The Bishop of Jerusalem said, when Mary's tomb was opened, it was found empty. The apostles judged her body had been taken into heaven. So when Pope Pius XII declared this, what he did was to put the tradition of the church over 1,500 years, as well as the dogma or the doctrine that the theology that the church taught, put all that together into this one declaration. And that is what we are today celebrating, honoring our Blessed Mother in this way. In the Orthodox Church, the death of Mary is known as the falling asleep of Mary, dormitio in Latin, and in Greek it is called koimesis. Those are the two words that are used. And you know, if you know, you go to church, to the Holy Land, there is still a church called the Church of the Dormition. And that is where, supposedly, Mary was buried. The tomb was there. But empty tomb, as the tomb of Jesus himself was empty. And so, today, as we know, that Assumption is a total liberation of humankind from death and decay, the consequences of original sin. Death came into this world because of the sin of the first parents. And death is a consequence of this sin that is transmitted to all of us in original sin. And that is a centuries-old belief that we have. Mary's Assumption, therefore, gives us the assurance and the hope of our own resurrection and assumption into heaven on the day of our judgment or the last judgment day. Mary's own assumption was a reward for that life. A life of purity, a life of holiness in body and soul. St. Paul tells us that our bodies are the temples of God because the Holy Spirit dwells in us, just like the action of the Holy Spirit that formed in the womb of our Blessed Mother, the body of Jesus, Jesus himself. So too, we are given the Holy Spirit that we conceive, bear, and bring forth Jesus into this world. That is our call. That is holiness, in fact. And then finally, let us look at this total message of total liberation that we have. Jesus tells us in John chapter 8, 34, that everyone who sins is a slave of sin. St. Paul reminds us in Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, that since Christ has set us free, we should be slaves of sin no more. And when we are freed or liberated from this slavery to sin, we shall also follow our Blessed Mother. So the Feast of Assumption encourages us to work with God to be liberated from the bondage of evil, from impure, unjust, and uncharitable thoughts and habits, and from the bonds of jealousy and hatred that most of us carry along with us. And last of all, what I thought was this. You know, many of the saints have drawn great strength and courage in times of trial when they sought the intercession of the Blessed Mother. And the Blessed Mother is up in heaven for us, waiting for us to be joined with her. But at the same time, we who have difficulties in this world, she is there to intercede for us. The great example of St. Francis de Sales is what I would like to bring before you. Francis de Sales, at the age of 18 or 19, was tormented by the Calvinistic teaching that you are predestined to die, to eternity, to go to hell. So he believed that, oh my God, I'm predestined by God to go to hell. He was in the college in Paris. He could neither eat nor drink. He lost weight and he didn't know what to do. There was no escape from that. And finally, what happened is he went to a shrine of Our Lady of Saint Etienne, that is a place in France, and knelt before the statue of Blessed Mother and prayed the prayer of Saint Bernard. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that prayer he prayed. From nowhere, a peace came upon him. From that moment, Francis had no fear. He finished his college studies, became a doctor in philosophy, in canon law, and then finally he became the Bishop of Geneva, wrote many books, which we still read. The peace came at the feet of our Blessed Mother. That Mother is there for us also, for every one of us. That is the most consoling prayer, consoling thought that we should have today when we joyfully celebrate the glorification of the tainted nature that is ours in heaven with Mary. And so with St. Francis de Sales, I would say, we'll say that prayer and conclude this reflection. I know most of you will remember this prayer. Let's pray together. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, and sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my mother. To thee I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. God bless you.